shit I've been talking.
Top of gang says 12 noon.
This is a special call meeting, August 29th, 2018. At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Can we have an invocation, please, Mr. Bushnell? Mr. Weems, would you lead us in the pledge?
Let's pause for just a few moments and remember McPherson family at this time, Joe and his brothers and his sister, and the entire family. And then I'll leave it for you. Lord, we come to you today with lots of thoughts on our hearts, and we lift the McPhersons up at this time. And we thank you for Jeffy and what she meant to so many people. And we thank you for this day that you've given us, Lord. And we ask your guidance as we go about your business, as well as through your guidance, that we represent the people of Refuge Parish. Forgive us, Lord, for we've fallen short. Lead, guide, and direct us. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Barron.
Here.
Mr. Beck.
Here.
Mr. Bushnell.
Here.
Ms. Cooper.
Here.
Mr. Frazier.
Here.
Mr. Gaines.
Here.
Mr. Johnson. Mr. Lindsay.
Here.
Mr. McPherson. Mr. Weems.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Can I get a motion on item one to adopt a budget amendment for fiscal year 2018-19?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion on the board, Mr. Gale?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The budget amendment is to be able, is to fund the community project that was bid last week. Whenever we started the budget back in June, Kevin and I started putting the budget together, looking and knowing that this capital project was coming to was coming up. We budgeted $3.1 million that was in the budget, 3.17. The engineer's estimate was 3.5. We knew that we did not have enough in that line item, but from the beginning of this project, when it first started, we knew that we were going to take some of the money from the Street Life Extension Program and move it over to cover the, some of the costs. And also our rental car facility, whenever we completed the facility, we knew it came in under budget. And so instead of moving some money from our other capital projects to fund that the community center, we knew that there would be some funds that remain out of that project that we would be able to do to move over. And so whenever we put our budget together, we left those funds in the rental car facility, knowing that we would do a budget amendment and move over the amount needed once we received the bids. It didn't make any sense to us to try to guess the engineer's estimate on what it would be. So we waited to this time. And right now, if you look on behind your fact sheet on budget amendment number one, it should be highlighted if everybody has that. Our Street Life Extension Program. In this year's budget, we had $323,324. We'll be moving $264,900 to the Community Center Improvement Project. Then our rental car facility, we had $392,168 left from that facility. That's what it came in under budget after the entire project was completed. So we moved $392,166 into the Community Center Improvement Project for a total of $657,068, which gives us a total budget amount of $3,828,825 for that project. And that will be fully funded if this is approved.
Question. On the $2,000 beyond the six, the 3.6, that will be spent for what?
That is some of the engineering, the rest of the engineering cost to complete the project.
Okay.
And inspection.
The engineer, we've already spent 2,000. Is that correct?
You mean 200?
I don't mean.
Yeah, is that two?
I don't mean 2,000, I mean 200,000.
Yes, sir. The engineering contract price right now was $348,460. That was a total amount.
How much?
To date, $348,460.
Okay, I just want this for understanding.
Yes, sir.
The $3.8 million plus the 300 whatever, plus the 200,000.
No.
So we're looking at
That 3828 is with the engineering cost.
Okay, we've already spent 200,000. 144,000 last year and 54,000 last month. Am I correct?
To date.
And that's included in this?
No, can't be.
To date, and you, Kevin, correct me if I get off here. To date, we have spent a total amount to the engineers, $264,127 of the total contract amount of $348,460.
Okay.
And now,
So we're over 4 million now.
No, sir. The total price of the project now, is that right, Kevin? Make sure I get the right number here. $3,967,000.
That's how much
for
we
the total for the construction and engineering. That is the total project amount.
Repeat that again.
Okay,
with all the
$3,967,730.52.
Okay.
That is the total project amount.
That's the demolition.
That is the total project.
Engineering fees, and the roundabout, the road.
Snap the road.
Yeah, it's everything. Yes,
that's
sir.
Everything.
Everything included with
that's
with this project.
Let me get some understanding on this. With the driveway.
Yes, sir.
It was plus the road. It was budgeted. Well, it was thought it would be $264,000. In what I saw, it did not include the road. It included the driveway. The road will be added on to it. I'm referring to the road from Shepherd James to the parking lot.
This is, I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. If you go to the bid tab, which is in the next, after the next fact sheet, there is a base bid of an estimate from the engineers of $3.5 million for the building itself. Then there were three additive alternates. One was to add the circular connecting drives, the driveways, including the concrete walk and the service drive entrance. That was additive alternate number one. And this is that 3.9, that's included.
That was for the driveway, not the road.
Mr. Frazier, I'm sorry, I'm not understanding that the entire project that we have that is designed by BH&B right now.
Okay.
The entire project is 3.9 million, including the three alternates.
The only thing that I'm saying is later we will be adding the road.
No.
Not that I'm aware of on this project.
In John's estimation, he placed $264,000 up to do the driveway and a road. The road would go from Chappie James to the parking lot. It was $264,000, and then when somebody took the road out and just left the driveway, and the bid on it was $104,000.
I see this does have something in it called a service drive entrance. Could that be the road that Dennis is referring to?
Yes, sir. And if you look under additive alternate number one, the engineer estimate for this project was $264,000. It came in at $113,000. So I believe, Mr. Frazier, that's what you're speaking about.
Right. That the road is not included.
It is included.
It is.
Yes, sir.
It is now.
It is now. Yeah. That's everything. All three alternates that we had is included with the engineering fees. That's the total
We'll see down the road. But anyway, it's a $4 million project.
Three point nine. Any other questions? Commissioners, questions of the audience? Can we get a roll call, please?
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Mr. Bushnell?
Yes.
Ms. Cooper?
Yes.
Mr. Frazier?
No.
Mr. Gaines?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson is absent. Mr. Lindsay?
Yes.
Mr. McPherson is absent. Mr. Weems?
Yes. Can I get a motion on item two, please, to authorize the interim executive director to execute a contract with Tutor and Company of Delaware for construction of the England Air Park Community Center in an amount of $3,609,000, subject to the receipt of all proper and necessary bid documents?
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Got a motion, second?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm pleased to present the contract with the local company, Tutor Incorporated, for the construction of the new Air Park Community Center. It will create approximately 75 construction jobs. We were able to meet with Tutor and BH&B this past Monday, and we were looked at and made sure the plans were what we needed, and there were no issues with the plans. Then we also discussed some value engineering components. Is there something that we can use, a different type of material during the building of the project that we can do some value engineering and possibly lessen the cost of some of those components? It was discussed, and if those are deemed necessary, we can do that, and we'll do it under a deductive change order. And so we had a very good meeting, and that's why I feel pleased to present this to you, to the board, for possible approval to award this contract to Tutor Incorporated.
Discussion of the board. Discussion of the audience.
Question.
Yes, sir.
Do we have protection of change orders? By that I mean, can the contractor come back midway through or fourth of the way through? All of a sudden say,
well, on our change order policy that the board has adopted, anything over 5%, the board has to be notified. Anything over 10%, the board has to approve. And so we do have those that the board would approve any change orders that we, anything over 10%.
And we have the capacity to make change orders within this budget that we operate, that we approve.
Yes, sir, and that's one of the reasons why we're doing the value engineering to possibly lessen that cost. I would like to bring your attention, though, to, if you go to the bid tabulation sheet, it's the second sheet past the fact sheet at the top, and it has the three contractors who bid on the project. In the middle, you'll see Tutor Construction. They came in, the engineer's estimate for this project was $3.5 million. That was just for the building itself. It didn't include the additive alternates, the three additive alternates. The bid came in at $3.367, but it's worth noting that $3.367 originally under the engineer's estimate, or the $3.5 million, excuse me, under the engineer's estimate, did not include demolition. And so when we had our pre-bid meeting with the contractor and the engineer, we found it prudent to add that as part of the overall project. It would just make it more cohesive construction. The cost of that demolition was $100,000. And so actually, if you want to compare apples to apples to the engineer's estimate of $3.5 million, the project came in at $3.267. And so once you add that, then if you add all your additive alternates, if you look down, and of what the bid came in, the total amount for this project came in $425,000 under the engineer's estimate. So we got some really good bids, got a really good contractor, and it'll be a great project for our community.
Any other questions?
Yeah, John, too.
Yes.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
No.
Mr. Bushnell?
Yes.
Ms. Cooper?
Yes.
Mr. Frazier?
No.
Mr. Gaines?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson is absent. Mr. Lindsay?
Yes.
Mr. McPherson is absent. Mr. Weems?
Yes.
Yes, has it.
We have one item that we need to add to the agenda at this time. It's, before we do that, I would like to say though, I am glad that it is a local company that received this, because that put more people to work here in this area with really good value-added jobs. I need to ask the board if we can add one more item. Motion to authorize the interim executive director to execute the supplemental agreement number one to the lease between EEIDD and the U.S. of America, United States of America, for building number 1707. Mr. Gamble? Would you like to?
Yeah, motion, second.
Can I get a motion?
Motion.
Second. Then you have to have a vote on whether to add.
Well,
I want to get a vote to add.
Roll call.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Barron?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Mr. Bushnell?
Yes.
Ms. Cooper?
Yes.
Mr. Frazier?
Yes.
Mr. Gaines?
Yes.
Mr. Johnson is absent. Mr. Lindsay?
Yes.
Mr. McPherson is absent. Mr. Weems?
Yes.
Motion added.
Okay, we have a motion, second. Voted to add this to the agenda. This time, can I have a motion on item number three?
So moved.
For discussion?
Second.
A motion, second. Any other discussion amongst commissioners? Mr. Gamble, you want to explain what this is?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This week, we were notified by the military. There's a building that they use quite often, the 1707. It's the old motor pool building they had in the back. They've had it under lease since February of 15, and the lease expired August 14th. We've been in discussions with them. They've decided that they would like to continue utilizing that building for their next rotation, upcoming rotation that will go through September 30th. They've asked if they could do an amendment to the lease that they presently have to go through September 30th. If so approved, that payment for the 47-day extension will be $24,651 to the authority.
Mr. Gamble, obviously we're going to approve this, but what's the status of their re-upping down that lease for a more substantial term?
We have met with them. They are looking at that with the new general coming in, that they're bringing him into the loop on that. And we actually thought that in our discussion, they may do it through the end of the year. But when they sent this, they said if we could do it a month, they need more time for discussion and to get all their paperwork together. So I really believe that we will be seeing them going through the end of the year.
What is our benefit dollar-wise on this?
It is $24,651 for 47 days.
And y'all doing everything in their general wants you to do over there?
Yes, sir. We're working together. We're a team.
Any other questions, comments from commissioners, comments from the audience? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, like signs? If there's any other items anybody would like to add at this time?
I'd just like to ask one more question on that.
Yes, sir.
The equipment for the new building, is that included in the fuel need? You need a lot of stuff. Is that included in this?
It is not.
Thank you.
We have some stuff, but we don't have everything.
That's helpful.
If not, if there's no other discussion, let's meet together. Mr. Gamble, I'm sorry.
I know this is a lunch meeting in just a second, but we've had a really good day today. We've been very busy. Actually, the president of JM Test came in today and met with myself, David Broussard, and Mr. Ryder. And it's right now, if you really don't see JM Test, but they are a very sophisticated precision measurement instrument lab they have over there. They have 22 employees here locally, but their total company is 345. They're our oldest tenant. When they started here, they had two employees, I believe, and now they've grown to 345. And so we're working with them, and hopefully in the future we'll see us working with them and expanding. We'll be meeting with them this afternoon again, but we had a very good meeting with them. And then I'm sure everybody's aware of Mr. Tommy Tucker has bought the IP site. We were very fortunate at 11 o'clock today to have a meeting with Mr. Tucker, with CLECO and CLETA. And one of the things that we discussed with him and that I brought forward was that we were excited that he purchased the property. Because of our tools that we have under legislative authority, we are able to help. Our jurisdiction is the entire Rapids Parish. It's not just the Air Park. And so one of the things that during our discussions we had, I told him we are looking to partner with you. And he came back and said, well, I'm glad to hear that. He said, I felt like we were in competition. And I, you know, and we explained to him that, said, no, sir, not at all. I said, if we can bring jobs to this community, we're part of it. You're complementing what we have, not competition. And so we had a really good discussion, I believe, with the site that we have now, the site that Mr. Tucker has, and the partnerships that we're developing that we started today. I think you're gonna see some really good things happen for this community, and we're excited about it. I just wanted to bring that to the board, that we will be working with him.
Because what we did with plastic pack with the bonding capacity, we can also extend that to him.
Yes, sir.
Which would help him tremendously.
And we explained that day to day. That's why he's not here. He's explaining it in more detail. The only thing that we did tell him, the only caveat is that we are lease all of our revenue that are derived from our leases must stay on our on the air park. Anything else that falls underneath our ordinances that we can put under a sub-district, and it would apply to those sub-districts. So he seemed very excited about that and explained a little more to Cleta and Cleco, and I'm looking forward to a great partnership.
Any other comments, staff or commissioners? Mr. Island?
Nothing to add today.
If not, just make it adjourned. Thank y'all very much.
Thank you.